This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, the ticker symbol of the day this Monday is AAPL, Apple, of course, which closed above $500 a share by the hair on its chinny chin chin. Because there was news this morning the company has had to cut its parts orders for the iPhone 5, fewer screens for it specifically, because demand is apparently running considerably less than expected. According to some reports, the cutbacks amount to as much as half of previous production, amid worries that competition from Samsung and other Android phones is finally taking a chunk out of Apple's profits. Here's our senior business correspondent, Bob Moon.
Yes, Apple is still the world's most valuable company, and yes, it virtually created the smartphone market. But Georgetown University marketing professor Ronald Goodstein says today's news is the most dramatic indication yet that the iPhone is being seriously threatened.
I think it's a really bad time for Apple.
In the fall of 2011, the research firm IDC put the iPhone's global market share at 23%. This past holiday season, it was down to 14%. But at Endpoint Technology Associates, analyst Roger Kay still sees that as respectable.
Particularly when you realize that Apple has the most profitable segment, they actually get better margins than anybody.
Kay is concerned about reports that Apple is under pressure to sell a cheaper version of the iPhone. He says that harkens back to the early 1990s, when its computer business was in serious trouble.
The problem was somewhat the same. It was a higher quality experience, and it cost more. And people really did make decisions based on money. So they looked at it and said, wow, I really love those Macs, but I just can't afford them. And they go buy a PC reluctantly.
The company was nearly on death's door until the return of its Wunderkind founder.
iPhone. Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
Now, Georgetown professor Ronald Goodstein says Apple is relying on reinventing products that he says are losing their cool.
I don't think another version of anything for them is going to equal cool. They've got to truly innovate again.
And this time, Goodstein says the challenge is there is no Steve Jobs to come to the rescue. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.